If you don't have your Christmas shopping done by now, it probably means one of two things. You haven't had time, or you haven't figured out what to get. Here's a simple fallback. Get a gift card for somebody's favorite shop or restaurant. It's hassle-free and almost guaranteed to be a winner. But be warned, there are environmental consequences. The World's Jason Margolis explains.
Americans will purchase 1.6 billion gift cards this year. Most of those cards are made from plastic, 9,000 tons of it, often containing toxic PVC. The cards can be recycled, but let's be honest, most of them won't be. So when you're considering what gift to give this holiday season, think twice before...
Just stop there. Why are you ruining the lovely holiday gift season? I'm sorry to interrupt your report, but we're talking about a little tiny piece of plastic. Okay, why do you have to be the environmental Scrooge telling me I'm destroying the planet? It's Christmas!
Okay, fine, Alex Gallivant, fun-loving reporter with The World. Buy your plastic gift cards. I won't destroy your holiday fun. I'll let Marcus Erickson do it for me.
I mean, it's creating a world awash in trash. You go anywhere around the planet, you travel, you're going to see most countries deal with waste, including gift card waste, just by burning and burying it.
Erickson is research director for the Five Gyres Institute, a Los Angeles-based nonprofit that studies garbage patches in the ocean. He says many plastic gift cards also find their way out to sea. Within a year or two, they disintegrate into little toxic flecks that also become magnets for other pollutants.
So what happens is you get this little toxic pill. There's an ever-increasing list of fish species that are mistaking these plastic fragments for food.
So what's a responsible last-minute holiday shopper to do? Buy gift cards made from some magic trees near Santa's North Pole?
Yeah, Nordic birch. It will biodegrade. It's wood.
Johan Kaiser works for a company based in the tiny town Hede in northern Sweden, population 741. The 15-person company is called Sustainable Cards, and they make gift cards made out of responsibly harvested Nordic birch. They've sold a few big-name companies on the idea. Starbucks and Whole Foods are selling wooden gift cards. Hilton Hotels has started using wooden card keys for its rooms.
It has half the environmental footprint of a plastic card. It has the exact same type of functions.
But hold on here. Is this really better? Those Swedish trees were doing an important job, absorbing carbon dioxide, a key greenhouse gas.
Well, yeah, I mean in terms of...
Not so fast. Let him finish. I think you mentioned responsibly harvested trees, right?
When you grow new forests, the young trees absorbs much more carbon dioxide than old trees.
So, Johan Kaiser says cutting down old Nordic birches for their cards makes more room for new trees. Well then, if wood cards are so wonderful, why is just about everybody still using plastic gift cards?
That card is very difficult to compete on price with. The PVC card is probably 20 to 40% cheaper.
Still, companies do have other options. They can buy cards made from corn or potato starch. And environmentalist Marcus Erickson says there are other new promising bioplastics.
PHA, polyhydroxyl alkanoate, that compound will actually biodegrade in the ocean. So, you know, in a year and a half, half of that gift card would be gone.
Well, problem solved. So I'm going to head out now to buy my biodegradable gift cards from Toys R Us and Sunglass Hut and Strawberry and Starbucks and JCPenney and Square One.
Alex,
and Radio
please stop.
And Gap.
Marcus Erickson gets the last word.
I still don't advocate the single-use throwaway mentality being applied to so much stuff. No one ever considered, you know, where is a way?
Food for thought as you head out to do your last-minute holiday shopping. From the Saving the Planet news desk at The World, I'm Jason Margolis.
Oh, should we just call you the Grinch who ruined Christmas? Thanks a bunch.
And that was The World's Alex Gallivant.